Protesters are gathering in Sudan's capital to voice continued opposition to the prime minister's decision to sign a deal with the military. The political agreement reinstated Abdullah Hamdok as prime minister a month after the military had detained him and took control. Opposition candidates in Gambia are rejecting presidential election results. Adama Barrow secured a term with 53% of the votes, far ahead of his nearest rival, Usanu Darboe. Myanmar's deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. She was charged with inciting dissent against the military and breaching coronavirus rules. These are just two from a total of 11 charges against her. Turkey and Qatar say they will cooperate further with each other on a number of areas, including bringing stability to Afghanistan. Qatar's foreign minister and his Turkish counterpart have held talks here in Doha. The prime minister of the Solomon Islands has survived a no-confidence vote in parliament. The opposition had accused this government of corruption and mismanagement. The prime minister defended the government's actions shortly before the vote.
I did not allow myself to succumb to the dictates of hooligans and lawlessness. I want to thank the participating countries, intervention forces who are on the ground, Mr. Speaker, to help return normalcy in our country. On behalf of the people and government, I express our sincere thanks.
A 16-year-old Palestinian boy has been shot dead by the Israeli army after driving his car into a military checkpoint. It happened in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli army says two soldiers were injured in the car ramming. A senior official from the United Arab Emirates has visited Iran, the first such trip since relations were downgraded 5 years ago. The UAE's national security advisor and his Iranian counterpart talked about overcoming differences and increasing economic ties.